First thing, those pants are going to come off. Not now, but soon. I'll give you some time to get yourself comfortable. But in the meantime, you had better listen closely. Oh, you are going to touch yourself for me. You are going to pay close attention as your hands become an extension of my will. Am I clear? Good. While it is often referred to as joy, jerk-off instructions, I find that often instructions are ignored or given less respect when placed under that category. So, why don't you see these as commands? You wouldn't want to disappoint me before we even began, would you? That's a good boy. We'll start simple. Take your dominant hand out in front of your face and splay it out. This will be my primary tool for making you come, and I want you to understand the power I hold. So, be a good boy for me, and place it along your neck as if you're going to massage it. Now, gently squeeze your neck and drag it down to your navel. Slowly. I want you to feel your palm as it presses down along your chest. The way the fingers trail from behind as it pulls lower. I want your other hand atop your knee, and then lifting until it hovers, and only your fingertips remain in contact. Ah, good boy. Your dominant hand had better still be on your navel, because that cock isn't allowed to be touched. Not yet. Drag your other hand up along your thigh, just the fingertips trailing from behind as you make a small turn into your inner thighs. But don't touch yourself down there. Not yet. Instead, I want you to go around, to tease across with all five fingers as you avoid your cock for me, until you reach the other knee. See? That wasn't so hard, was it? Now, you'll take your pants and any undergarments that remain. You can leave them by your ankles if taking them off properly is going to take too long. Now, take your index finger of your dominant hand out. I want you to drag it all the way from your chin down to the base of your cock, and then you'll encircle it with your thumb. But don't rush. I want you to savor each moment, every last sensation that is delivered through my commands. Are you down to your cock? Good. Now tighten your grip. Let the other fingers relax along your balls for a little before you curl them up in a wistful touch. Ooh. You're getting harder now, aren't you? Just know that soon I'll tell you to begin stroking yourself for me. To move your hands along the length of your shaft at my command. Hands still tighten around the base. I want the other one pulled closer to your cock. A single finger for now. Take that single finger and drag it along the underside, pulling it along the length of your cock. Oh, but don't touch your head. Hands still tightened around the base. I want the other one pulled closer to your cock. A single finger for now. Take that single finger and drag it along the underside, pulling it along the length of your cock. But don't touch your cockhead. Not yet. And then I want you to repeat the action with two fingers, and then three, and then four, and then finally all five fingers pulling along that cock of yours until you are within a hair's breadth of your head before you pull away. You can release your hold now, letting the cock stand on its own, waiting in anticipation for my next command, eager to please its mistress. Just like you. Go on. Take a finger and wipe it off the tip. You can even have a taste if you want. It's always nice when good boys aren't afraid to sample themselves. You see those bare thighs? I want you to pull your fingertips along the insides, crossing over without slowing down over your aching balls. Then I want you to do it again with the other hand this time, and along the other thigh. And then, and only then, may you finally take a hold of that cock you've been so patient with. You have been patient, right? You wouldn't dare disobey me. Not when I'm finally rewarding you for being so good. Oh, of course not. We'll start slow with nice long strokes up and down that cock of yours. Wouldn't it be so much better in my mouth? But I guess my hands will have to do for now. It feels good, doesn't it? To finally be allowed to stroke that aching cock of yours for me. Tugging upwards just tight enough that the skin follows and back down again. Oh, if you want, you can use some lube. But don't make me wait too long, okay, love? I want you to take it nice and slowly, to feel the way my hand runs itself along your cock, the way it embraces and tugs along your veiny shaft, the sensations it's delivering to you. Close your eyes for a bit. Oh, let me hear you moan. But I want you to just have a moment to enjoy it all. Your other hand, I want you to pull it around the bottom to cup at your balls, palming them, kneading them, and massaging them in preparation for that big load you're going to give me. I want them ready to be emptied, all riled up, and just on the edge of tightening as you shoot it all out. Just for me. Now increase the pace just a little bit. Just enough that you'll notice it, but not too much. I want this to last. Can you feel it? That increased pressure below as your cock begins to understand what it's in for. All from my talented hands. Go on. Whisper to me about how much you want it. Beg for my touch. Beg, and I'll allow you to stroke yourself faster. Do you feel that? My power over you? Oh, and don't you forget, when you come, you come from me. I want you to slowly get faster as time goes on, my hands accelerating in tune with your impending pleasure until you start to feel it. That twitching, that rush, and the powerful pleasure that your body yearns for. I want that to cover you whole. And then, I want you to stop. Just for a moment. Not long. But I want you to stop on the edge as your cock screams at you for the final push of friction that I withhold. Take a moment to breathe, to calm down. Don't worry, you'll still get to come. Just not yet. Once you've relaxed a little, toes no longer curling, back no longer arching, and breathing less labored, you may continue. But slowly, we wouldn't want to take another break so soon, would we? I want you to gently stroke yourself to an edge, and then I want you to hold it there as pressure builds up. Your balls tightening as you desperately massage them from your other hand. Your core tensing up in anticipation. Hold it. Just a little longer. From me. I could ruin you at any moment. I could tell you to stop and leave you frustrated. But I won't. When I say now, I want you to speed up. I want my hand fucking vibrating as it rails on your cock. And I don't want you to stop when you've come. I want you to keep going for me, to milk yourself dry as you squeeze out the last drops of that massive load. I don't care if it hurts. I want you emptied. Do I make myself clear? I want you to teeter on the edge as daubs of pre-cum make their passage out. I want your head glistening with your own arousal and your body convulsing, twisting in my grip until you can't bear it anymore. Just keep stroking at that measured pace. Keep on edging for me. And when you come, I want it to shoot out everywhere. That big load that you promised me. All for me. Now, come for me. Come for all you're worth, your back tensing, your thighs quivering, your toes curling up, and hands pulling into death grips. And keep coming. Oh, don't you dare stop stroking. I want every last drop. Every last drop. Keep stroking until you're dry. Milking yourself until the sensations batter your brain to nothing. I want all of that cum emptied out of your balls, even if it hurts. And then, and only then, may you stop. Oh, yeah. That's a good boy.